This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, in the 70s, we had a gas shortage, right? We also had a style shortage. I rather than like a lot of the style in the 70s. I'm sorry. We're in 2030 supposed to have a chocolate shortage. But currently now, we're being told we have a sperm shortage. And studies have found that we have new low levels of sperm counts that could be a threat to human extinction. There's a new study showing that male infertility has been skyrocketing, with the amount of men seeking treatment going up sevenfold and the quality of semen dropping dramatically over the past 15 years. Lead researcher Dr. Ashley Teagues said this is a public health concern. She presented her findings at the American Society for Reproductive Medicine in Denver, and she also was interviewed by Daily Mail, and this is being reported by Fox News. Her team analyzed samples from fertility centers in the U.S. and Spain between 2002 and 2017. They said total modal sperm count has shown to be more productive for outcomes of pregnancy. It's also been correlated with embryo development, expansion routes. So we wanted to know if total modal sperm count was affected and if it's declining, and then what are the implications? So not only did they find that the number of men seeking treatment increased from, get this, 8,000 to 60,000 during the time frame, but the sperm counts also dropped as well. They say, in addition, the rate of male-related IVF cases have risen and are expected to get even higher. She said, we weren't expecting to find that the trend of sperm count declining has real treatment implications. So this is some scary stuff. Now, I think one of the biggest theories is how we're just so inundated with plastics and hormones, and I mean, we're finding marine life now being, I guess, bombarded with antidepressants because of what's getting into our water system. But, you know, one theory that's out there is women started using birth control pills pretty frequently. They started to really become popularized in the 60s and the 70s. And so when we take birth control pills, we then release the exogenous hormones that we don't need, the extra hormones, into the toilet. And as we recycle water and clean it up and use it, etc., and nobody wants to think about that, but a lot of the, you know, water we drink and wash with or whatever is recycled, it has hormones in it. So you may go to a restaurant and have some ice in your drink, and that ice may have hormones from, you know, somebody's previous sewage that was treated and cleaned and made into treated water. And so we have been consuming other people's medications. We've been consuming a lot of plastics, cosmetics. You know, men, especially. Men used to just be men. They got dirty. They got sweaty. They got stinky. And who cares? Then male deodorant came out. I want to Google that. I really love the history of that kind of stuff. When did male deodorant come out? Hold on. Male deodorant history. I love this kind of stuff. But it wasn't something that was It was something that women helped popularize. I guess some of the first deodorant came out in 1888. The first commercial deodorant was called Mum. It was developed and patented in Philly by Edna Murphy, a woman. She made this deodorant. It was an underarm applicator. And they kind of used the same, I guess, technology as a ballpoint pen. This was now by the 40s. And that was Helen Barnett Disserents. So it took women to go, okay, everybody stinks. Let's kind of make people less stinky, which is really, really cool. But guys weren't the ones that asked for, can I smell better? They were guys. That's what guys do. Some women like it. Right? Man comes home from a long day work, takes off shirt. You know? Just, I don't know. It's just something that we women, you know, we like our hard workers. Evolutionary-wise, if this was caveman days, if your caveman had been just sitting there, you know, being a bean counter, didn't break a sweat, kind of sat there, was pale, never really went out into the sun, not very sexy. But the rip-roaring, tan, muscular guy that came back all sweaty from bringing home your meat, your zebra, that was sexy. So, you know, it wasn't about smelling better. And now, men have to use hair product. They use deodorant. They use cologne. They wash their clothes using fragrant, or they'll use Tide Pods or whatever. Now that Gronkowski is urging, you know, that Tide is using him now in the ads. And we're just now just, I don't know, cosmetizing these guys, and I think it's affecting their sperm quality. The testicles were never really supposed to be exposed to that. Plus, look at the underwear they're wearing. Guys used to not wear underwear, or then, you know, it'd be loose boxers. Now there's tidy whities and boxer briefs, and, you know, they want more, I guess, you know, flexibility. The problem is if the testicles don't get to cool, the sperm aren't made as well as they could be. So, you know, we're doing this to ourselves. Don't feminize men if we don't have to. There are feminized men, and they do serve an evolutionary purpose. We've talked about this. We've talked about how some men, you know, that don't want to sleep with women, there is an evolutionary purpose, just like there's an evolutionary purpose for men that want to sleep with men. You know, men who, let's say, are gay, or men that are transgender, they do serve an evolutionary purpose where we women then grow to like men. If we, let's say, don't trust men because we had a bad experience with men, if we have a man who's more feminized, or we have a man who's gay, we seem to be more trusting. And then we start to like guys again, and then we could go back and try to reproduce. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most.
Blue Diamond Gussets got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call...
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I am watching very, very closely automation and robots and how they take over and how employers are receiving them. And I guess one headline that caught my eye is a hospital in England, NHS, and, you know, their healthcare system is having a lot of issues with money, funds, and workers, and having enough staff. Apparently, they're using a robot receptionist. These AI robots as secretaries, they say. And the NHS, or NHS Hospital Trust, has become the first to do this in an effort to cut costs. And how successful are these robots? 8 times more efficient than human staff. Already this hospital, called Ipswich Hospital, run by East Suffolk and North Essex NHS Trust, has employed 3 virtual workers which will allow staff more time with patients. Okay, well, that's always the original excuse. We're going to automate to allow our current employees who are not losing their jobs to have more customer service time. That's what Walmart said the robots are going to do. It's what Amazon said. That's what everybody said. All right, we'll buy that maybe for the next 5 minutes. But after that, trust me, people are going to lose their jobs. 8 times more efficient. So according to Daily Mail, they say this is thought to allow real medical secretaries more time to focus on patient care, with the system being 8 times more productive than human staff, the trust claims. The system is run by a computer. It's been in place since July and has saved more than 500 hours of work, according to the Trust Deputy Director of ICT, Darren Atkins. They say the software was built by the automation technology company called Fautonomy. These monitor incoming referrals from the GPs throughout the day, or the primary care docs. It deciphers the reason for the referral and supporting information such as blood test results. The robots then put all this information in a single document, which is then flagged to the lead consultant for review. Now, prior to this program, medical secretaries, they call them, were responsible for referrals, as well as downloading and printing the documents and then scanning them into a new file. And apparently, the trust deals with around 2,000 referrals a week. Mr. Atkins claims that the robots have already cut the time taken to process the first stage for each referral from 15 to 20 minutes down to 5. He also added that within the first 3 months of the program, they've saved over 500 hours of staff time. There's a neurology, quote, medical secretary, they call him. Probably those are like medical assistants, named Chris Harvey. He works at Ipswich. Says it took a lot of man hours before the robots, so it's the time that we've saved in paper. We've probably saved a few trees. We could be on the phones, writing letters, or talking to patients. We're more available. It gives you more time to be doing all the other things you have to do. So, this program could do neurology, cardiology, urology, nephrology, and hematology. So the nerves, the heart, referrals that have to do with the kidney, bladder, prostate, as well as blood. So they're delighted with the results. I bet they are. So how do these networks learn? Why is it artificial intelligence? Why isn't it just some computer program? Well, they say here AI systems rely on artificial neural networks, which try to simulate the way the brain works in order to learn. These ANNs, artificial neural networks, can be trained to recognize patterns and information, including speech, text data, or visual images, that are the basis for a large number of the developments in AI over recent years. So apparently conventional AI uses input to teach an algorithm about a particular subject, and then they feed it massive amounts of information. Inputting the data, whether it's a facial recognition software or Google translation services, etc., can be time-consuming. So rather than dumping and inputting data in, they are trying to develop this sort of technology where it learns on its own. They say a new breed of ANNs called the adversarial neural networks, they actually pit the wits, they say, of two AI robots against each other, allowing them to learn from each other. They say this approach is designed to speed up the process of learning. Here's the thing. Okay, having had an office for years, yeah, there's a lot that could have been automated. Absolutely. Yeah, I hate to say that. But once you realize that customer service is going by the wayside, and it is in medicine. It is. It shouldn't be, but it is. Hiring staff to greet and chit-chat and then forget to collect a copay or not put the insurance in correctly, that costs doctor's offices money. In fact, I got a bill from a doctor's office. This is a huge bill. And I'm like, wait a second. Why did the insurance not pay? Oh, we didn't know you had insurance. I go, but my husband gave the insurance card. I had it on the paperwork. There's so much human error that happens. So You walk up to the doctor office, you hit a kiosk later, you input your insurance information, it asks you to put the credit card in, just like at a Target or a grocery store. You put in your credit card, it takes out the copay, and then it says, all right, you'll be called by a nurse. Then the nurse will come get you. You can eliminate a lot of staff. And then the billing and the coding and all the other BS. Doctor electronically has records on a computer, which still isn't my favorite thing in the world. I don't trust computers. I think people hack them. He could then click a button going, all right, this person's had blood pressure done, level 3 code, send it to insurance. Bypass the staff that have to code it. The electronic software already does it all. You could really run an office with one doctor and one nurse. It's not ideal. But for people that have trouble meeting their bills, it's a way to do it. And trust me, when insurance companies only pay you a couple bucks, man, I was being paid $2.42 by one insurance company every time the patient came in, multiple patients came in. I tell you, for $2, you can't keep paying for staff. So, your pharmacy. I used to be able to call a pharmacy and there'd be a voice. Now it's just all automated. And in fact, when my prescription is ready for pickup, it's a computer. Your prescription is ready. It's all, it's just computers that are talking to me. I don't talk to a real voice. And you want to know what one I have at the pharmacy? Talk to a real person? They tried to screw me over with my prescription. I almost preferred that it was automated. That's on us, people. We want automation because we are getting sick and tired of people. And one of the reasons why we're getting sick and tired of people is because we're comparing them to computers. A computer doesn't judge. A computer won't waste your time. A computer won't get distracted. A computer works faster. So now we're comparing humans to computers, and humans will never win. And once you've had a computer, you don't want to go back. I mean, I'm talking in terms of customer service. If I was told that I would go to a restaurant and my food would come faster if I inputted it onto that little kiosk on my table than telling a waiter or waitress, I would choose the kiosk every time. Why? Well, because I've had food servers that forgot to put the order in. I can't tell you how many times I've been to IHOP. I'm like, those people got here way after us and they're done. Oh, your food's taking time. And then you see them run over and put the order in. Because there are people making so many mistakes. And by the way, we're getting stupider as a population because of computers. We used to do our math in our heads. Now we use calculators. I don't even have to memorize family members' phone numbers. It's on my phone. I lose my phone, I'm screwed. We're becoming a stupider population. We are doing this to ourselves. So no wonder it's going to be, a thing of the future. So when we come back, we're going to talk about something new that Starbucks is doing. We're also going to talk about how millennials, they're not even choosing a primary care doctor. They're not convinced that that's what they need. This idea of having a doctor that knows you since, you were young, not really something they're looking for. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Ellie.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
USA Radio News.
Florida Governor Rick Scott said some 100 Florida Highway Patrol troopers will be deployed across the state's Big Bend and Panhandle area ahead of Hurricane Michael. Governor Scott was asked if he believes Floridians are ready for this storm.
You know, people are working hard to get ready. We've been making phone calls to, I've been making them and others here have been making phone calls to sheriffs all across the state just to make sure people are ready.
President Trump accepted U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley's resignation today. South Dakota Senator John Thune on Haley.
She was very plain-spoken, and I know that I and I think many other people who are in public life who care a lot about America's foreign policy, as we observe the way that she conducted herself and handled herself in that job, were very impressed. She was. She was very tough and very outspoken at a time when I think our country needs to play an important leadership role.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Just so pretty. Maybe, maybe, all right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, this is interesting. Child care is something that we don't talk about a lot. One is it's not a very sexy subject, so you don't hear people talk about it. But it's unfortunately something that plagues everybody at work, even if you don't have kids. Because your coworkers, if their child care isn't open that day, or if something goes wrong, or your kid gets sick, or you can't use child care, then you or your coworker can't work that day. So there's something called backup child care. Backup child care allows child care to still be available so that employees can be back at work. There's also backup care for elder care. So Starbucks now has a benefit for that. So you guys are going to be hearing the term backup care. And they're subsidizing it for children and adults. The company says employees will be able to get up to 10 backup care days each year to use when regular care is unavailable. And they say over 180,000 employees will be eligible. In-home backup care for kids or adults will cost employees $1 per hour. Care in a child care center costs about $5 per hour. And Starbucks is partnering with Care.com, a company that connects people to caregivers. Starbucks will also offer its employees free senior care planning through Care.com. Now, this benefit is unique. Not a lot of companies do this. In a 2017 survey of U.S. employers, only 9% of companies with 1,000 employees or more offered backup child care as a benefit. That's according to the Society for Human Resource Management. Now, how does Starbucks benefit by this? Well, remember, Starbucks has some PR issues, right? After those two gentlemen had refused to buy something and needed to use the bathroom, and then when they wouldn't buy anything or leave after a while, the manager asked them to leave. When they didn't, then they then the police were called. So it was a big mess up, and it was a big PR disaster for Starbucks. So now, with this backup care, they get to be in a long list of, or a short list, of something that later extends to a longer list, being a frontier or a trailblazer when it comes to, you know, doing something for employees. Is this enough of a benefit? Well, you know, in-home backup care is something that I think is going to be one of the newest industries, kind of like the Uber of taxis and you know, driving people transportation. Having people come to your house in a jiffy to be there for the kid or for the elderly person is going to be a company that just, it's going to be an industry that's huge. Now, keep in mind, Uber has its issues. Uber has claims of rape, sexual assault by some of their drivers. There was just another one who was accused of multiple rapes. And so these are things that are going to have to get ironed out, you know, and these companies are going to have to really, really vet people. But for that to be a service that the company helps pay for so you could be there at work, what that means is the company does value employees. That means employees will make that company money. For them to want to spend money such as this to help you guys with backup care, that means they know that if they have employees, they're going to be bringing in X amount of money. And so you being there as opposed to taking off makes them more money than not. And it's true. If a company is run right, the employee salary is a fraction of the money that employee helps bring in to that business. If not, they're not doing the business right. So I find that fascinating. Now, keep in mind, Starbucks is going to be probably one of the most vulnerable companies going to automation. Rather than you telling a barista what you want, well, I want a latte with extra this or extra that, you just put your order in online or you put it in on your phone and there's people making it, they just make it, they give it to you, and you just walk by, pick it up, kind of like an assembly line. Put in your order, there's your coffee, boom. Rather than, you know, and then again, you pay online. This idea of you prepaying, whether it's a doctor's office, whether it's a grocery store, boom, it's going to be the way of the future. So we'll just have to, you know, hold our pants and you know, pray that we, you know, don't over-automate. But this was nice, something that Starbucks did, but I think it's the calm before the storm. Now, they say millennials are ditching primary care doctors. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. And this is very interesting. The whole primary care doctor thing got really, really huge in the 90s and 2000s, where insurance companies say, pick a primary care doctor. So people will call my office going, I want Dr. Dahlia Wax to be my primary care doctor. And my staff would be like, really? Really? Man, what choice was she, your eighth? No, she seems nice. And yeah, this was before pictures and internet. So insurance companies would make you do that because it would save them money. Well, apparently in a Kaiser Family Foundation poll, 45%, almost 50% of these millennials, they really don't have a primary care provider. They're not really into that. They're more into the whole, you know, I'll just go to the urgent care when I need something. Now, they say waiting several days for an appointment when you're sick is not really attractive to younger people. According to Harvard professor Atif Mehrotra, he told the Washington Post that these trends are more evident among millennials, but not unique to them. I think people's expectations have changed. Now people say that's crazy. Why would I wait that long? So when you ask a millennial, what's the difference between a primary care doctor and an urgent care, they'd probably think, well, the wait. Well, I don't need to see the same person. I just need a Z-Pack, or if I have a cold, I have whatever. Which is why urgent cares have been so successful. Urgent cares are popping up everywhere. They still are. I'm seeing urgent cares pop up all over the place. Because that's where people want to go. They don't want to wait. They don't want to, you know, and it costs more. They say primary care providers are supposed to be the people at the center of your care, keeping tabs on your health, coordinating various needs. But if you're only using the healthcare system for once in a blue moon, no, you're not going to have a primary care doctor. The problem is I see so many young people, they'll ask me, what do I do? I was in the hospital. Now I'm being told I have to have my gallbladder taken out or I have to have this done. I don't have a doctor. And then they scramble. And then when they call around, they're being told, well, that person's not taking any new patients. So we need to kind of get the word out that younger people need to probably get a primary care doctor and get established in one of these big monopoly medical consortiums or whatever that will allow you to, no matter what, come in there and do your thing. Or if you scramble around because you were an urgent care patient for all these years, you're going to be in trouble. Luckily, there are still doctors out there taking new patients. Now, I was an urgent care doc, so I think the care is phenomenal, but no, it's not as good in terms of knowing you. I mean, if this is the fourth time you've had a sore throat in 6 weeks, if I don't ask that, I'm going to be missing something. But if you come and go, yeah, I have a sore throat, I go, have you ever had this before? And you're like, no, never had this before, and it's a different sore throat. So that's how you answer my question. I'm going to treat you for a sore throat. But if I was your primary care doctor, I'm like, wait a second, man, you were just here. So I love the idea, because I have a pretty good memory, of long-term memory, of you know, what somebody came in for, and what they did, and what they, and that's something that's really valuable. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient. convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Does that make sense? Don't forget to follow us on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I mean, that's probably my Twitter. You know, I really can't keep up with this. I'm also on Instagram now. It's frustrating. Anyway, what's really frustrating, though, to me is being told by experts that we're going to have a flu worse than the Spanish flu. Do you guys remember how 100, I think it was like anywhere between 50 to 100 million people died from the Spanish flu back in 1918. So we're talking about 100 years ago. And it was called the Spanish flu. It affected 500 million people worldwide. And the number one reason for anybody dying from flu-related illness is because of pneumonia or secondary bacterial infections. And so they didn't have antibiotics back then. And we're being told that because we do have antibiotics, but we're still resistant to them, we're at risk for another pandemic similar to the one from 100 years ago. Plus, they say obese people are at greater risk for not only secondary complications, but also they are contagious longer. Remember, I wrote an article about a week or two ago on that story where obese people may actually shed the virus even if they feel better. So if you have an obese relative, they could give you the flu easier than a skinny person could. So researchers at the Peter Doherty Institute for Infection and Immunity in Australia looked at the factors that played a role in the flu pandemic back in 1918. Again, it infected 500 million people, killed close to 100 million. And they say even though right now we're a little better equipped to handle a pandemic, new challenges have arisen. We have an increase in chronic diseases, an increase in secondary bacterial infections. These secondary bacterial infections may not be able to be easily treated with antibiotics. Also, you have, what I feel, you have a lot of older individuals. You know, back then in 1918, what was the average life expectancy in the 50s? So now we have a lot of older people. And with a lot of older people, there we have a lot more vulnerable. We also have a bigger population, so that can as well. They say 75% of U.S. adults are predicted to be overweight or obese by the year 2020. This could result in a loss of thousands more lives to the flu. They also say climate change could play a role in a future pandemic due to crop losses and malnutrition. They say climate changes affect animal reservoirs of influenza viruses and bird migration patterns. That could also spread disease. So let's go back to the Spanish flu. 1918, the flu pandemic, called the Spanish flu, lasted between January 1918 and December 1920. Historians, though, not actually sure where geographically it began. But it was an H1N1 virus that spread from birds to humans. It infected 500 million worldwide, as we talked about. Close to 28% of the general population became infected, and we lost 500,000 people. Dr. Catherine Kedzierska, professor of the University of Melbourne in Australia, said, "We always wondered why some people can effectively control viral infections while others succumb to the disease. And they say, was the severity of this viral strain itself, where studies have shown that it spread to other tissues beyond the respiratory tract, and if it did, it caused more damage. You also had close quarters of troops in World War I that might have also helped spread the virus, also helped the bug mutate so it could transmit between humans more easily. They say those suffering from malnutrition or underlying diseases like tuberculosis, that also increased mortality. So they say public health was an important factor back in the 1918 endemic. And the first antibiotic wasn't discovered till the year, 28? Way too late to treat those that obviously were affected with the Spanish flu. So they're trying to look back and go, well, you know what? Let's look at where we are today. And if we do have a nasty strain, can we unfortunately really be screwed? Now, when swine flu came around in 2009, that was also an H1N1. That was nasty. Funny thing is a lot of older people were okay with that one. And it's because back in the 50s, there was a very nasty strain of flu. And they think it was similar. So that a lot of older people already had immunity. And so one thing I suggest is we try to come up with more of a longer-term vaccine. And they're working on this. I'm not the first one to think of this. Or a type of vaccine that actually allows people to have had it. It seems like natural immunity is one of the best. Now, mind you, the seasonal flu shot is working. It is working. And I swear by vaccines. I think vaccines are amazing, and I think they save millions of lives. But it blew my mind that a lot of older people did not get the swine flu because they had it back in the 50s. And I can't get chickenpox again because I had chickenpox. My chickenpox could come out as shingles. But I really love having that natural immunity. Now, mind you, for every million people that get natural immunity, one might really succumb to whatever we're trying to immunize against. But, you know, these, what's going to hurt us when it comes to flu is us being weak in terms of our body strength and our immunity. And so we're vaccinating for, you know, specific strains. The trivalent vaccine covers three strains. And we try to get it as good as we can. Last year we sucked. It was only about 16% effective. But again, that H3N2 virus is a tricky sucker. But what we really need to shoot for is us actually maybe getting a type of flu that is really similar to future flus, and we do it in a controlled environment. I mean, I know this isn't something that I as a family doctor should recommend, but what if there's an actual flu strain that seems to kind of be the mothership type of skeleton of a lot of these viruses that affect us in the future? And so we actually have a very dedicated, controlled, all right, we're going to let you get exposed to this naturally. We have antibiotics on standby if you get a secondary infection. We have IV fluids ready to go. We have antivirals if we need. But let's try to boost your immune system properly to this. And we go through a priming. Now, that's what vaccines are supposed to do, where we give you the skeleton form or whatever. But these flu shots, you know, they help us year to year, but because viruses change and it's always a different strain, I'm just wondering if maybe we need to do some sort of natural immunity thing. I don't know. You know, one theory that always kind of circles in my head is I got the flu really bad years ago. It was the swine flu. And I get the flu shot every year. But am I not getting the flu, knock on wood, because the flu shot or because I built up one hell of an immunity? I don't know. Problem is, I don't want to take a chance. Some of these people that died last year and dying this year are healthy individuals who are coming down with flu and then dying a couple days later. You know, we don't want to take that chance. But I mean, you know, what if, I'm not sure what the answer is. But if we're really looking at a 1918 type of pandemic hitting us again, we might need to kind of rethink how we're, getting immunized. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay, and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset.
where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.